1260 KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live listener interactive real estate radio show. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hello out there, and welcome to a special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I invite all of you to join us on this beautiful Sunday here at 931 Alto Street, a brand new contemporary and custom-built condominium located right off of St. Francis Drive and just minutes from the Santa Fe Plaza. Just take Roy Ball Street off of St. Francis Drive, follow it around to Alto Street, then look for the Sotheby's International Realty open house signs. And when you get here, you'll be able to take a tour of this fabulous property with numerous amenities and great mountain views from the upstairs deck. You'll also be able to enjoy some food and refreshments and hear the real estate commentary coming from all of my special guests today. So come on over to 931 Alto Street right off of St. Francis Drive, and just a short drive from the Santa Fe Plaza. Joining me in a few minutes to offer her enthusiastic observations about this condominium is my broker colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, listing broker Dina Major, along with her well-regarded home builder husband. I guess you're also a well-regarded husband and a well-regarded home builder, Jeff Major. And just because we can't have enough of her ever-thoughtful commentary, we have asked Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, to join me today as co-host of the show. So if you want to meet Dina, Jeff, and Kathy and take a tour of this terrific property, then I invite you to come on over here to 931 Alto Street. I also invite you to go to our website to see all the businesses who are fans of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. And please remember that all your friends around the country can actually enjoy every bit of the useful commentary we offer on All Things Real Estate by tuning in via the Internet. Simply go to santafe.com at noon Mountain Standard Time, click on the 1260 KTRC logo, and then hit the Stream Live button. We have a growing group of listeners from all over the country who are telling us that they are now making All Things Real Estate a regular part of their Sunday afternoon routine. So with Gino Thompson, my producer back at the KTRC studio, and Braden and Tyler, my innovative technicians here at 931 Alto Street, I want to kick off the show by introducing Ron Blessy, the broker owner of Home Buyers Mortgage, for this week's installment of the Home Buyers Mortgage Handbook. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. What do you have for the listeners today?
Well, we have a lively group here today.
We do. There are a lot of people already.
Great.
Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
Well, this is the first in a series of topics that we're going to cover over the next few weeks about sellers and buyers' requirements during the transaction that should hopefully help get the transaction closed in a timely fashion and to address certain pitfalls that may come up during the process that could possibly delay the closing. So today's subject is on title insurance and what's required for the seller during that part of the transaction. So the very first thing I would recommend is that a seller would pull a title binder to the closing agent they're using. And today we have Diana Pollard here from Southwestern Title. She's a real pro and she's great at this. And she could do that. And what you'll do is you'll look for anything that's listed on the binder that may be an issue. For instance, there may be an old mortgage that's hanging out there that was never recorded that should be addressed right away.
Right.
If you lived in a planned unit development, you'd want to ask for a copy of the CC&Rs, which are the conditions, covenants, and restrictions, and go over them with your realtor to familiarize yourself with what may come up as a question from your buyer to make sure that there isn't something that's there that could potentially be an issue that needs to be addressed right away.
Right.
Current survey is very important. If you own a home, single-family residence, you've done an addition to that house, and you haven't gotten an improvement survey, that particular addition could encroach on setbacks, property lines, et cetera, garden walls, fences, et cetera. So all these things need to be looked at from a property standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get a list of all of the seller-paid fees because those fees could be important from a negotiation standpoint to give an extra incentive to your buyer to pick up certain of those fees. You want to know right away that your closer has all of their proper documentation, a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, and all the names and addresses of the parties involved, because the lenders will want to do a check to make sure we're doing an arm's length transaction.
Uh-huh.
So these are a few of the things that I think are vitally important to the transaction from the seller's side as far as title insurance is concerned.
Right, and you mentioned that Diana Pollard is here from Southwestern Title. We need to thank them for bringing the food today, and my good friend Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title, one of the supporters of All Things Real Estate, would be, I'm sure he's listening to the show, and he's checking off his list right now to make sure that everything that Ron Blessy said is absolutely accurate, and it was. And I guess the bottom line message, Ron, with what you're delivering today is that preparation in advance of listing a property by a seller working with a title company is crucial, isn't it?
It is.
Anyway, that's Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage. Thank you again for your Chapter 7 of the Home Buyers Handbook today. I'm going to maybe have you come back later on the show. Okay, Ron?
Great. Thank you.
Anyway, I now want to invite my broker colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, Dina Major, as well as her husband, Jeff Major, co-principal of Santa Fe's premier residential development company, Major Development Incorporated, and Kathy Roberts, the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, to join me here on the show. We're going to talk about this beautiful condominium. Welcome to all three of you.
Thank you, Ray.
And Dina and Jeff, you're going to be sharing that mic. So, Dina, this is the one occasion where I don't want you to be looking at me because you need to talk into the microphone.
But it's kind of rude, isn't it?
Right. Well, that's okay. I'll look at your back, and I'll look at okay. Jeff's face and Kathy's face. So, anyway, Gino, I hope we're doing okay on the volume back at the studio, and you tell me if we're not at any point. Let's talk, first of all, Dina, about this beautiful brand-new condominium project. You're a broker colleague of mine at Sotheby's International Realty. Why don't you walk through what all the people that are going to show up here today will see as they walk through the front door.
Okay, I'll do that. I'm really excited that they are going to see something new and different to Santa Fe. We're seeing a real trend in Santa Fe to a more contemporary-styled home. We'll call it contemporary Southwest style. We still have the stucco exterior, and we have some finishes that you see, you know, but not of all the traditional finishes. And what we've done here, Ray, in this development, we've given you a contemporary product at a price point that I don't know of around town. We're priced at $549, and you have 1,900 square feet of high-end contemporary finishes, lots of glass, lots of windows. You have sky all around you. There's a 16-foot tall ceiling in the living room and dining room. So your cubic footage, your math, you know,
right.
Very wide open. We have a stacked limestone fireplace, goes floor to ceiling in that living room. I have worked with interior designer Edie Keeler on this project and from Core Value, Inc., and doing all the finishes. So the colors are very soothing, and when you least expect it, you have a splash of orange that jumps out from behind a closet or in an echo or whatnot, and so just very soothing but lots of fun as well. You have a quartzite master bath with two walls covered with quartzite stone. There's lots of fun finishes here. And then you mentioned the views from the deck, the very large upstairs deck, absolutely large enough for entertaining, but you also have incredible views from the living room and dining room too. You look out at the mountains, so it's kind of a well-kept secret down here right on the river. Walk downtown, walk to the rail yard, walk everywhere, and you can finally have contemporary at this price point.
Excellent summary from a broker's perspective, and in a few minutes I'm going to have your well-regarded husband and developer, Jeff Major, talk about the construction elements. But I now want to turn to my guest co-host, Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust. Kathy's done a number of these remote broadcasts with me. She is an admitted real estate junkie.
Yep.
So I want to get her civilian sort of take on this property. Kathy, you've got the floor.
Thanks, Ray. When I walked up, or actually when I drove up, I said, wow, is what I said. Because I'm like, oh, man, this is just gorgeous. And admittedly, I am a real estate junkie. But when I walked in, I thought, oh, man, you know, I've got to go find another rich husband or something of that sort to buy this property for me. You know, I just heard about Anna Nicole Smith meeting the guy at the dance hall, and I'm thinking maybe I can get an afternoon dance job.
Okay, well, but the good news is that you don't necessarily need a multimillionaire because Dina and Jeff.
The price point is great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I went in that bathroom. Oh my Lord. the choices that you all made for finishes and met Edie, I'm like amazed. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, as always, a very low-key kind of a response from Kathy Roberts about this property. Jeff, I'll tell you what, I'm going to have you come back later on the show, but you heard what Dina said about the amenities of the property. I've got about a minute and a half before I have to take a break here. Why don't you talk about where the condo project is? There's more than one unit in this development here, isn't there?
That's correct. There's a total of four, and this particular parcel.
Uh-huh.
And the total in the entire development of it will be 18, of which 12 are built now.
Uh-huh.
So it's selling pretty quickly. I think we have 10 sold of the 12 built.
Yeah, so that's in this economy, in this market, that's a great testament to the quality of what major development does when they build a condominium.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, all of these houses have sold in the last 1 to 3 years. The neighborhood or subdivision just started a couple of years back. So
yeah, yeah.
We've actually been very lucky, particularly in this environment, to be able to have the success we've had in selling them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation. We're down here at 931 Alto Street. We invite you to come on down here and enjoy a tour of this beautiful condominium, enjoy some food and refreshments provided by Southwestern Title, actually meet Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, talk to Jeff Major and Dina Major. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate, heard on 1260 KTRC AM, as well as on the Internet on SantaFe.com. I invite you to join us for a remote broadcast that we're doing today from 931 Alto Street, this beautiful condominium as part of a condominium development. Just take Roybal Street off of St. Francis Drive, follow the Sotheby International Realty Broker open house signs, and come on down to this beautiful development. Enjoy some food and refreshments provided by Southwestern Title. Receive the commentary of all my special guests today, especially my special guest co-host, Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust. Kathy is...
How many specials can you get in?
Well, I know. Squeeze a lot of them
out. Wow.
I'm going to use that word over and over again. I also want to do a little shout-out here to a new supporter, corporate supporter of All Things Real Estate. I have Vince Marciano in the house today. Vince represents Saks Insurance Agency, and Saks Insurance Agency actually provides HOA and Condo Association insurance. So he's in a very sweet spot today because he's talking right now to Dina Major of Major Development Incorporated and Sotheby's International Realty, the listing broker of this condominium. I now want to introduce the well-known interior designer, Annie O'Carroll. Hi, Annie.
Hi, Ray.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm going to talk about something special after this, but I always like to get your initial take on a property that when we do a remote broadcast, and so I'm curious, what's your verdict about this condominium here?
Well, I have to say that I did not know this little neighborhood existed, number one. So when I drove up, I was so pleasantly surprised. It's a beautiful little neighborhood on Alto Street, and of course, you've talked about the location, which is so close to town, and it's just perfect. And when I walked in, the first thing I see is this light, fresh, contemporary house with volume and views.
Uh-huh.
Edie Keeler did an amazing job with the finishes. It has what I would call lemongrass as kind of a main color and some grays and creams, and the finishes are really first class. You don't always see that in a price point and of this price point, but she really did a beautiful job with the finishes in this house.
Hit it out of the park on
she
this
really
one.
She really did.
And this is really so generous on your part in this community. We all work together. Edie Keeler is an interior designer. Annie O'Carroll is an interior designer. You guys collaborate, but you compete against each other
we
as
did.
Well.
It's funny. Edie also represents different manufacturers, and I just bought dining chairs for a client from Edie that got delivered last week.
Well,
so
see,
we have a friendly design community, which is really nice.
It is nice, and that's refreshing. Particularly in this economy, it's good to stick together and basically use each other's resources. Well, Annie, that's a sort of a good summary and overview of this beautiful condominium. Let's shift gears for a moment. There's a big event going on this weekend and next weekend that you as an interior designer are participating in. What's that all about?
Well, the Hacienda's Parade of Homes, which has been going on, I don't know how many years now, but many years. And this year's, you know, really different because obviously people are not doing spec houses. So, and there's fewer homes. I think there's 17 or 19 homes, something like that. I did take the tour on Friday to just get familiar with what's going on out there, and most of the homes are custom. So what's interesting about that is you really get to see what people, what clients are specifically requesting and what kinds of finishes they like, and and you know what sort of trends there are. So it's fun to see the houses and really get to know some of the contractors. It's a good way to meet people.
It is. And the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association that sponsors the Hacienda Parade of Homes has actually asked me to broadcast a remote from their winning property next Sunday. I won't know what that property is until Wednesday.
Right.
We did this last year from Sharon Wood's house, her own personal house, that won. And there were over 1,000 people that came through the property. So it's a high density, very well attended, a very well-respected tour of new properties, so we look forward to that next Sunday. Annie, I'm going to have you sit here for a minute. I want to shift gears and come back to my special guest host, Kathy Roberts, the CEO and chairman of Santa Fe Trust. Kathy, you gave your, as always, effervescent sort of summary of, as a real estate junkie, of this particular property. And we've done this before, the three of us, where you're sitting next to Annie O'Carroll. She does a great job in her interior design commentary.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Let's pretend for a moment, Kathy, that you were, you found that rich guy you talked about in the last segment, and you're going to put an offer on this property today. And Edie Keeler, who worked as the interior designer here, but you've got Annie O'Carroll here. So you were going to sit down with Annie. What would be some of the things you might ask Annie as an interior designer to sort of finish off this property?
Well, you know, what I was looking at is the windows and how much light is brought in. So I'd want to preserve that, but I always like the option of privacy also. So that'd probably be the very first thing. Today, I don't want the privacy. There's a little tinge of a rainbow out there, even though I don't see any rain. And it's like just the most beautiful view. But then I'd want that to maybe roll up into something very small, or that would be the first thing I'd ask her about.
What would be right up? I don't want to put you on the spot here, but you like to check these things out, I know, Annie. But what would be your thoughts on how you could achieve those two goals that Kathy is talking about?
Well, I'm sitting here looking at the elevation of the fireplace and two doors that flank the fireplace that are going to the outside patio. And above those glass doors are two panes of glass. So you have a lot of glass that you need to look at for covering. And so because those windows are probably 14 feet maybe high,
probably.
I would say,
yeah.
I would want to do a sunshade that's a roller, and I would want to have it automated because it's so high up,
right,
which is possible to do. So you have a remote and you can pull the shade down, and then maybe something that's the same idea on the doors, but the doors separately because the doors open in, so you really do need to split those shades but have a continuous look.
So that
to me would be the solution because it works with the house. It's contemporary. It's clean. You don't notice them unless you're using them, and they give you the protection and the privacy. But you can also see through the shade. So that's what I would do.
Kathy, I know you do a lot of entertaining when you have free time, and you're always traveling around the country for your Santa Fe Trust clients, so that may not be all that often that you are able to entertain. But if you own this place, would you use that deck upstairs?
Well, the deck is the next thing I was going to ask about, because that would be the first thing I'd furnish. You know, I told somebody in my first house I didn't have a refrigerator for 6 months, but, you know, the deck would be the first thing.
Absolutely.
I would do.
And that's so unusual to have a space like that in, a, you know, a dense community. So it's really a unique feature of this house.
Well, it is, and the fact that not only is it in a very urban setting downtown, but you have unbelievable views from that deck, which, you know, you don't always get that when you're in such an intense
area.
It's
really great. And this house, I was talking to Edie earlier, and there's a design week, which is September 30th to October 1st, and she was telling me that she will have this house on that tour. So it's another opportunity because it's not completely finished yet,
right,
so it'll be fully furnished and finished. So that's another opportunity to see the house.
Oh, well, that's great.
It's also a party kind of house. Look at it.
Oh, yeah.
Look at how many people are in here now.
It is, and it's very well attended, and on that score, thank you, Kathy. You teed that one up nicely for me. I want to invite you to come on down
down here to 931 Alto Street, enjoy some food and refreshments provided by Southwestern Title. Also take a tour of this beautiful condominium development, this one property. And as Jeff Major talked about, there are going to be a number of properties that will be sold in here eventually. Meet Kathy Roberts, the CEO and chairman of Santa Fe Trust. Talk to Annie O'Carroll, the interior designer. Meet Dina Major, who is the listing broker of this property, and her husband, Jeff Major, who is the co-principal of Major Development Incorporated. Kathy, before I let Annie go, any last requests from her? We're gonna talk about trust issues a little bit later, but you've got an interior designer sitting next to you here. What else would you do at this house?
I think the other thing is that both entryways are just fabulous, and so I could see something being done at those entryways, even that, you know, if people come or go either door, that how you would dress those up and, you know, pots and those kinds of things.
Plants and things.
Well, I think that the outside space and the arrival of space is very important. So you're right. What's great is this palette is so soothing that to do like a bright something orange or, you know, that has like a real pop of color would be great. And metals. I could see bringing in some metals in this house as well. So anyway.
Excellent commentary as always from Annie O'Carroll, the extraordinary interior designer. If you want to actually contact Annie or seek her services, go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and prominently right on the homepage, you will see the Annie O'Carroll logo. Click on that. It'll take you right to Annie. Thanks so much.
Didn't have time
to talk about Argentina.
Yeah.
That's the cat out of the bag.
Incredible.
Annie just came back from Argentina, but on the next show, I want to quiz you on it, okay?
Okay.
All right, very
good.
Thank
you, Ray.
Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here in All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to get into a conversation with Kathy Roberts, my guest co-host, about trust-related issues and also continue to talk about 931 Alto Street. We invite you to come on down here, enjoy some food and refreshments, take a tour of this beautiful condominium. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
For Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate, heard on 1260 KTRC AM as well as on the Internet on SantaFe.com. We invite you to come and join us today here at a very lively remote broadcast at 931 Alto Street, this beautiful contemporary condominium that's been constructed by Major Development Incorporated. The co-principals are Jeff Major and Dina Major, who's actually a broker at Sotheby's International Realty, one of my colleagues over there. They're doing an open house today. You're going to be here till what, Jeff, 3 o'clock?
That's correct.
3 o'clock. I had Jeff talk very briefly at the top of the show. And by the way, I want to welcome back my special guest, Kathy Roberts, the CEO and chairman of Santa Fe Trust, providing, as always, her excellent commentary. But, Jeff, at the beginning of the show, you talked very briefly and in a summary fashion about this 18-unit development, right? And you've already sold... how many?
There's 10 or 12. 10. 10 sold.
Which again, is a real credit to the construction integrity of what you've offered here through Major Development Incorporated. Why don't you discuss from a builder's standpoint, your wife, Dina Major, talked about this from a broker's standpoint, but from a builder's standpoint, why don't you frame what we're sitting in right here in this condominium?
Okay, let's start with the green components first.
Uh-huh.
The entire foundation, the perimeter of the foundation, is done with insulated concrete forms that are 13 inches thick. I can't remember the R value, but it's extremely high, around 40, R value of 40. And then inside the concrete forms is where the concrete goes for your stem walls. The entire slab, before it was laid down, the entire concrete slab, is covered with 2 inches of rigid insulation. And what that does, because we have radiant heat, the radiant heat's laid over the rigid insulation, and it keeps the radiant heat from going down into the ground. So the insulation reflects it back up through your concrete floor, making it much more efficient in terms of heating your house. Let's see, our insulation, our walls, we have blown-in insulation with an R value, I believe, of 27.
And what, just for the listener's benefit, what does that mean? What's the significance of 27?
Well, your standard R value, the minimum you can use as far as the state requirement is R value of 19. So popping it up, jumping it up to an R value of 26 or 27, it's about a 50% increase. It's close to it.
That's very good.
And then we have in our ceilings, again, blown-in insulation. And instead of having an R38,
you're getting closer to like an R50.
Mm-hmm.
So though that will make the house much more comfortable in the winter as well as the summer.
Mm-hmm.
We've also pre-wired for photovoltaics if you want to do a solar system on the roof.
Uh-huh.
And we have a combination hot water heater and boiler, which is a more efficient way to heat your house as well as create domestic hot water.
Uh-huh. And then let me just interrupt you for a second. Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, you love all the amenities, and again, you're a real estate junkie. All the visuals of this place are very sort of eye-popping, and you're enjoying that. But these kinds of green factors are important to you as well if you were going to buy them.
Absolutely. I'm not here in New Mexico, but I've built a few specs myself, and those kinds of things are the things that make your homeowner comfortable well after the fact they're in the house.
Right.
And bring the price down of maintenance and cooling and heating.
Exactly.
Which is very important.
Oh, yeah, the utilities are going to continue to go up and up and up, and the more energy efficient the house, the better position, you know, you're in.
Right.
In addition to those items, all of our appliances in the kitchen are Energy Star rated.
Besides
dishwasher,
being beautiful.
Pardon me?
Besides being beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And all of our toilets are dual flush. So solid material, you have your full 1.5 or 1.6 gallon. Liquid material is only a half a gallon.
Uh-huh.
And they work beautifully. They work so much better than just your regular, you know, full flush toilet. So
uh-huh.
The technology has come a long way, and that's just a big, big savings for liquid.
And all of these green aspects must be part of the reason why you've had success with having 10 or 12 of these condominium units under contract, because I think a lot of buyers are aware of these kinds of things, cost saving, you know, reducing the carbon footprint, all those kinds of elements are important to them, and it must be part of the reason why they're selling. Don't you agree?
Well, I think first and foremost, green or energy efficiency, energy efficient building is on everyone's mind.
Right.
I believe this subdivision, because of the location, because of the quality of construction, the architecture, and its location to downtown and the rail yards and the price point
right.
That we've brought the product in at is what's really driving it. We have several people that live here that commute to Los Alamos.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and they love it because they can walk anywhere as far as downtown or cross street to the shopping center, or they're in Los Alamos in 35, 40 minutes by getting on St. Francis. So that's a real plus for them.
And you have a beautiful two-car garage, and if you wanted to, you could just put your bicycle in there, get downtown, and catch the rail runner.
Well, that's true.
Albuquerque, too.
Yeah,
that's true, and that's
good
one
point.
Thing you don't see on the east side very often is full two-car attached garages. So,
yeah.
And the other thing is the views. We have... For a downtown location, we have absolutely amazing sun, great views.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that upper deck is amazing. We were talking about this in the last segment. You don't find that kind of a view setting in this kind of urban setting downtown very often. So, I mean, there are a couple of structures that are high enough, but you position this, which is a credit, again, to your siting of the unit itself, so that people can enjoy that when they're out there enjoying the deck.
Well, yeah, that's right, Ray. And it was funny when we built the first one, and I walked up on top of the first story.
Right.
I couldn't believe the views.
Yeah.
At that time, I didn't have any anything in place in terms of outdoor deck on an upper level. Because I didn't realize that the views were there.
Uh-huh.
And the minute I saw those views, you know, we reconfigured all of them to accommodate outdoor decks and, you know, you can have, because they're above the garage, they're big, you can have a party out there and
right.
have a great time.
Right.
Well, we actually, Braden and Tyler have put the speakers for the sound system up there so that all the neighbors can listen to the radio show, so it's a perfect spot for it. Jeff Major, co-principal of Major Development Incorporated, done a great job here. Really appreciate you letting us broadcast this show today from 931 Alto Street. I invite everybody to come on down here. We've already had a big crowd come through, and more people are on their way. But you can actually sit down and talk to Jeff Major and to Dina Major about some of the other units that are available in this community. So come on down here. Jeff Major, thanks a lot for your commentary, as always.
Well, thank you, Ray. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Nice talking with you.
Thank you.
I want to shift gears and reintroduce Kathy Roberts, the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust. Before I do that, Kathy, I actually want to do a little shout-out here to Vince Marciano, who I did. You were so busy before, Vince, you didn't know I did this, but Vince is a brand-new corporate supporter of all things real estate, the Sachs Insurance Agency. And as I said before, you're in your sweet spot today. Vince is sitting across the room from me, so he's either going to do a thumbs up or thumbs down. But Vince's sweet spot for insurance is HOA and condo association insurance. So he's sitting in this brand-new condominium development. I saw that he was talking to Dina Major a few minutes ago. Maybe there's a separate deal going on there. Who knows? But anyway, we appreciate you being on the show or with us today, Vince. Thanks so much. What do you think of this unit? Thumbs up? Very nice. Kathy Roberts, Chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust. I want to remind everyone that Santa Fe Trust, with hundreds of clients throughout the U.S., is a privately owned, fully independent trust company that was chartered in New Mexico in 1997. The company offers a full range of trust-related services and products. I got your impressions about the condo, Kathy, so let's shift gears here and actually let's get into a review of some of the real estate-related issues from a financial planning standpoint that the listeners might benefit from. Let's assume that you are actually going to secure the buyer of this condominium as a new client for Santa Fe Trust. What will be one of the things you might suggest to him or her from a trust standpoint as they're buying this condominium?
Thanks, Ray. And it's delightful to be in such a great location today. I think when we're looking at our clients, I mentioned before, we're having a greater number of clients call us with their personal residences as part of their trust that they're looking at for purposes of leaving it for an heir or leaving it to a charity or some other disposal of it that they have for it in the future, but they may want to put it in something like a qualified personal residence trust while they're using it. We also have clients who have real estate in their portfolios because it's an investment. And I know that people are thinking today, oh, the economy. Well, you know, I purchased my first home in the 80s. And, you know, I'm old enough to remember that the interest rate was pretty high then.
18%, I believe.
Yeah. I think I got mine at 13, and somebody said, oh, you got a good rate. However, I, you know, still participate in that property, and it's
right.
Still worth substantially more than I paid for it.
Right.
So it became an investment. It became a home, variety of things. So I am not worried about this kind of investment. You make the best decision you can,
right.
And buying property is still a big piece of a lot of folks' portfolio.
Right, and again, going back to your own self-proclaimed description of being a real estate junkie, you would be the first to say to someone as the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, still enjoy your real estate, but you also
Absolutely.
Have these other alternatives available to you from a financial planning standpoint. So enjoy it first, and then look at the secondary opportunity that might be involved
right.
in financial
People
planning.
People still have to have a place to live
yeah.
or a place to, you know, go on vacation, those kinds of things. And over time, one of the things that I learned to enjoy was that having more than one property, I could leave a set of whatever I needed in one particular state at one property and in another property as I was traveling back and forth. I didn't need to have anything with me on the plane. Get up tomorrow and go to the next place and be able to do business from that property, to be able to have your computer already set up. So still, I look at it as a very good investment, and there are a variety of ways that people position their real estate. This weekend I've spent with mostly with a group of attorneys that's having a regional meeting here, and they have been talking about the kinds of things that we talk about in the trust industry,
right.
How long to hold the trust is a perpetual issue in our South Dakota status, and how to protect your assets. And these are people who spend their lives making sure they do your documents correctly,
right.
And then they look at someone like Santa Fe Trust to hold the trust and to administer it correctly.
I've got about a minute before I take a break, Kathy. In that minute, you alluded to the special relationship you have with South Dakota. Remind the listeners about how special that is to
yes,
them.
Absolutely. In May of this year, we opened an office in South Dakota and have an additional charter in South Dakota, a trust charter, which allows us to do things like the Domestic Asset Protection Trust. And a large number of people, especially professionals who have gathered a lot of assets, need to take a look at how you protect those assets. Perhaps you're a physician with malpractice insurance, but also there's opportunity for somebody to come back and try to get some of those assets. or you're another kind of professional that needs that kind of protection. And that's one of the additional products that we offer in our South Dakota charter.
Hmm. So a distinct advantage for anyone, and again, something that Santa Fe Trust offers, which again, as the largest independently chartered trust company here in New Mexico, is a pretty big advantage for not only the people that are here, but your clients around the country maybe live in jurisdictions that are not quite as generous as they are in South Dakota.
Right. The laws in South Dakota are just front edge. You know, they keep up with everything. Every legislative session, they are tweaking those to ensure that they have that to offer to clients.
Well, maybe there are some New Mexico state legislators who are listening to the show today and maybe taking that lesson a little bit to the next session that they have. Kathy Roberts, we're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. Gino Thompson, my producer, when we come back, we're going to wrap up our show and actually go into our famous Open House of the Week segment. We invite you to come on down here to 931 Alto Street, take a tour of this beautiful condominium development. Enjoy some refreshments, listen to the commentary of my special guest, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate, heard on 1260 KTRC AM, as well as on the Internet on SantaFe.com. We are doing a remote broadcast from 931 Alto Street, this beautiful contemporary condominium. And by the sound of that music, you know that we've actually reached our Open House of the Week segment, brought to us by our good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. Before we get back into the show and go into a sort of some closing commentary here from Dina Major, my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty and the broking listing broker, the broking listing? The
broker listing.
Listing broker, and Kathy Roberts, my guest co-host of Santa Fe Trust. I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Now, Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134, that's 995-3134, and learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. Dina Major, I tease that you're back on the show, the associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, my colleague at the firm. You're the listing broker here at 931 Alto Street. You've had a good turnout today, and I want to thank Diana Pollard of Southwestern Title for supplying all the terrific food, Edie Keeler and her terrific interior design work on this property. I'm sort of taking all your fire away from you.
Yeah.
I again want to...
Sure, you want me to say something?
Well, not yet, not yet. I want to remind everybody that Vince Marciano of the Sachs Insurance Agency is here. Sachs Insurance Agency is a new corporate supporter of All Things Real Estate, and they provide homeowner and condo association insurance products. So, now with that, Dina Major, talk a moment for us about what the listeners are going to see when they come here today.
They are going to see a light, bright, contemporary, welcoming home. It is, again, the ceiling, just the rooms just open up to you from the moment you walk in the door. And I didn't mention last time, and I should, the spectacular stucco colors on the exterior.
Uh-huh.
We worked long and hard with E. Keeler of Core Value Inc. in finding just the right colors. There's a two-color combination. They are both custom colors, so they're not the same old brown you're going to see, you know, pretty much all over Santa Fe.
Right.
They have a special punch to them. And so the feel of the condominium starts from the outside before you ever walk inside.
Mm-hmm.
They're very fun and exciting colors. The metalwork outside is also very exciting. So it offers a different home in Santa Fe. Until recently, until this project really, Ray, to the best of my knowledge, you needed to be in the million-dollar-plus market to get contemporary in Santa Fe.
Yeah.
So we've really fell into a niche here where you can get contemporary at half that or less. I should plug my unit next door. That's in. It's just been framed. I have not actually listed it yet, but it will be listed. And it is a two-bedroom, about 1,650 square feet, Ray, and it'll be priced around $470.
Wow, that's great.
Whole different price point. But, again, contemporary.
Fantastic.
Yeah, contemporary.
Yeah.
And so Edie and I will go to work on that one and on the finishes. We do not do any production buildings, so no two units are alike.
Uh-huh.
The quality is similar, but no two units are alike. Every unit feels different.
Yeah, and in a previous segment, your husband, Jeff Major of Major Development Incorporated, your partner in crime in that development company, talked from a builder's perspective about all the different elements of this project. And again, I think it's a credit to you and to Jeff and to your tenaciousness of being able to have 10 or 12 units in this 18-unit development actually under contract or sold, which is really fabulous. So I also want to give you the opportunity to talk about one other special partner you have in the process here. We had Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage on before. Ron, of course, is a supporter of all things real estate and offers some great broker lending packages, but you've got a special deal worked out, don't you?
Thank you. I do need to say a very special thank you, actually, to Los Alamos National Bank. They are a community bank, and as most people know, in today's economic market, particularly the building and the housing industry, there's not a lot of banks that will loan and fund spec projects. So my hat's off and a big thank you to Los Alamos National Bank because they are investing in us here and letting us continue. And they're putting people back to work, not just us, but all the subcontractors and people who work on this project. So I would really like to give that special thank you to Los Alamos. They are also offering and have in the past really offered very competitive special financing for all of our homes. So come on down and take a look, find the one that works for you, and then let's put together a package for you. Los Alamos has been very competitive in supporting their builders.
Right. Great institution, local institution, and Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust. You probably work with LAMB on many of their clients on many, many occasions, haven't you?
We have. They're so well known in this area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate them supporting our community, and that's what you get from a local bank.
Absolutely. Well, Dina Major, thank you, and I'm going to actually close out the show with the nice lady sitting next to you, Kathy Roberts, the CEO and chairman of Santa Fe Trust. Kathy, you've talked about this great condominium, this project that Dina and Jeff Major have done. It's really extraordinary. It's great to be downtown here and see a contemporary, as she pointed out, offering that is available, brand new construction, which is very unusual in Santa Fe. And as she said, the colors on the outside are rather unusual. Did I take everything away you were going to say?
No. I mean, the other thing I was going to say is I have been in this neighborhood before because there's a little adventure camp where my son goes sometimes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so when I started seeing this development, I thought, oh, wow, I need one over here for the summer so that, because we're not early risers, so that we could just get up and go to the adventure camp. But somehow another house 15 miles away might be a little to the excess, but it's a wonderful neighborhood with wonderful properties, and it's just a delightful little diamond.
Well, as a sort of a summary, again, we had the hypothetical buyer who came in here today, and he or she bought this condominium, and then they sat down with Kathy Roberts of Santa Fe Trust. And, again, for the listener's benefit, what would be one, two, or three of the strategies that you might recommend from a real estate standpoint buying this condominium and how that might work with the trust product that you offer?
The clients that we serve generally do have more than one property. And in that case, Santa Fe is just a destination. When you were down at the plaza this weekend, there are people from all over. There's so much to do. This would be a fabulous property to hold. When you're here, you're here. Otherwise, when you're not, close the door and go. There's not going to be a lot to do with it being in this kind of complex. Absolutely. And you wouldn't have to worry about it. You'd lock the door and take off. Yeah. So from that standpoint, as a second home, a vacation home or whatever, it would be a great second property also.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, you know, someone's first home, but it could be a great second property for a vacation destination that's fabulous, and it becomes a wonderful investment.
Yeah, and bringing you back in, Dina, for a comment on that, obviously Santa Fe is a major destination for second, third, fourth homeowner purchases, but you do have probably some full-time residents that are buying here in this development.
Actually, interestingly, right, because, you know, we've been building in Santa Fe for about 15-plus years, particularly in the second home market.
Mm-hmm.
And the condominium infill market around downtown for the last 10 years. Up until this development, I would say 8 out of 10 of our buyers were second home buyers.
Mm-hmm.
This development has proved to be different. There are, at this time, I think 1 or 2 second home buyers in this development, and all the rest are full-time homeowners.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
So it seems to be shifting a little bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think you're absolutely right, Kathy. This development serves well both needs.
Yeah. Kathy, I've got about 30 seconds before I have to end the show. Boo-hoo, sorry. any last thoughts you want to share with the listeners about this beautiful condominium or Santa Fe Trust?
I think they just need to come on down. This is a wonderful atmosphere, and I'd love to talk to anybody who's coming this way.
Yes.
Tell you all about everything I can do for you with your properties or other things that you have that are assets that you need to put in trust.
Yeah.
And we are here till 3, I'm sorry.
You're going to be here, Dina Major, at 3 o'clock. You've got plenty of time to get on down here. Again, you can enjoy some refreshments, take a tour of this beautiful contemporary condominium development at 931 Alto Street. Also meet with Kathy Roberts, the CEO and chairman of Santa Fe Trust, learn about all the different trust products that they have to offer. Actually, you can meet with Vince Marciano of the Sachs Insurance Agency. If you are in a condominium, maybe you're an officer in a condominium or homeowner association, you need some insurance counsel, he's going to be here for a while as well. Diana Pollard from Southwestern Title is here. Edie Keeler, the interior designer, is here as well, or she was. And we've had quite a few people. It's gotten really quiet here at the end of the show.
I know. Change
like,
of shift.
Almost like being in church or something. Anyway, I want to thank Dina and Jeff Major for hosting the Super Open House today. And I invite you to stop by again, as I said, 931 Alto Street, right off of St. Francis Drive. Take a tour of this fabulous condominium. Thanks to Kathy Roberts, the CEO and chairman of Santa Fe Trust, as always. A delight to have you on the show.
Thanks, Frank.
And for being my guest co-host, as well as thanking my good friend, mortgage broker Ron Blessy, and interior designer, again, Annie O'Carroll, who was on the show earlier. They always offer some very useful commentary. I want to thank Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as Braden and Tyler, my technicians. Kate, Debbie, and John at Sotheby's International Realty, thank you for giving our loyal listeners a very polished show today. Braden is getting some last shots here on the video camera. Lastly, I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and don't forget to catch us on SantaFe.com as well as joining us next Sunday at the grand prize-winning property of this year's Parade of Homes tour. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I wish you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.